Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like one giant ego trip, am I right? Like we're constantly caught in this loop of comparing ourselves, needing validation, and chasing external achievements. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from that exhausting cycle? A way to step outside the confines of our ego and connect with something deeper, more authentic within ourselves. Today, we're diving into the powerful concept of ego that it sounds intense, but trust me, it's not about obliterating who you are. It's about transcending the limitations of your ego and experiencing true liberation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ego death? Sounds a bit dramatic, doesn't it? But hear me out. Think of your ego as that inner voice constantly whispering, you are not good enough, or you need to be more successful. It fuels those comparisons and anxieties, keeping us stuck in a cycle of striving. Ego death is about recognizing that voice for what it is, just an illusion, a construct we've created. It's about letting go of the need to control everything, to constantly prove ourselves, and finally surrendering to the present moment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand this powerful concept. 1. Ego death isn't about disappearing. It's about shedding those limiting beliefs and identities that define you. It's not about becoming a mindless blob, it's about accessing a deeper sense of self, one that is free from the constraints of ego. Imagine stepping outside your body and looking at yourself with fresh eyes. That's kind of what ego death feels like. 2. It's a journey, not a destination. This isn't some overnight transformation, it's a continuous process of self-awareness and letting go. It takes time, courage, and a willingness to explore the darker corners of your psyche. Think of it like peeling back layers of an onion. Each layer reveals something new about yourself, bringing you closer to that core truth. 3. It can feel both terrifying and liberating. Letting go of control is scary. It means facing our fears and vulnerabilities head on. But the freedom that comes with it is worth every ounce of discomfort. Picture yourself soaring above the clouds, unbound by the weight of expectations. That's the feeling ego death can bring. 4. Meditation and mindfulness are powerful tools. These practices help you quiet the incessant chatter of your mind and connect with your inner stillness. It's like turning down the volume on all those external distractions so you can hear your true voice. Think of it as training your mind to be more present, more aware, a vital skill for navigating ego death. 5. Embrace the unknown. Ego or death is about surrendering to the mystery of life, trusting that everything unfolds perfectly in its own time. It's about letting go of the need to know all the answers and simply being open to the experience. Think of it like taking a leap of faith. You may not know where you'll land, but the journey itself is exhilarating. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving lawyer who's always striving for perfection. She's constantly comparing herself to others, feeling pressure to succeed in every aspect of her life. One day, she takes a mindfulness retreat and starts exploring the concept of ego death. At first, it feels unsettling. She's used to being in control, making all the decisions. But as she practices meditation and lets go of her need to be perfect, she experiences a profound sense of freedom. She realizes that true happiness comes from within, not from external achievements. Sarah starts focusing on her passions, connecting with others authentically, and living with more joy and purpose. See? It's not about dissolving who you are, but evolving into a more authentic version of yourself. By letting go of the ego's grip, we can access deeper levels of love, compassion, and connection. Remember, beautiful souls, ego death isn't about becoming someone else, it's about remembering who you already are, a magnificent being capable of boundless love, creativity, and joy. Take that leap of faith, embrace the unknown, and discover the freedom that awaits on the other side. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about their inner magic. And if you have any thoughts or questions, drop them in the comments below. I love connecting with you all. See you tomorrow for another quickie of inner child healing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.